What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 190, closing in on 200 episodes. How crazy. All right, so today, I want to talk with you a little bit about optimism, because we all tend to get stuck on different ways of being successful in so many different areas of our life, whether that is, you know, working out or business or relationships and everything else. And we kind of tend to think sometimes that we can just, again, work our way through it. We'll grind through it. We'll figure it out. But some of the hardest people, some of the hardest working people I know, they don't make very much money. They maybe don't have great relationships. So why is that? Why is it that you can work so hard? Maybe you relate to this. You work so hard, but it's like, I can't seem to get ahead. Well, I got an answer for you today. So make sure you listen to this whole episode. Also, if you haven't yet, speaking of optimism, you should be eating the best meat that you can find, because it's going to make you feel better. And if you feel better, you're probably going to be optimistic. And if you're optimistic, you're probably going to go make more money. And this whole thing just goes in this big circle. But if you're not, if you're eating a whole bunch of like nasty vegetables all the time and not having some good red meat, you're probably going to be weak. You're probably going to be like, oh, poor me, right? So you've got to make sure, get yourself the best meat possible. Go to crossomeats.com, get yourself some meat there. Subscribe if you want to be a monthly subscriber. Make sure you're always in the circle to get the best meat possible. Crossomeats.com. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board. So this will be, again, another solo episode. We'll be getting back into the guests here soon. But just with some scheduling, some traveling, business conference, all kinds of stuff going on here recently, made it a little more challenging to coordinate that on. But hey, I always got opinions for you. I always got some hopefully valuable insight for you. So yeah, want to share it with you. So one of the things that that I think that so many people out there will talk about is just working hard, right? And you know me, like I'm as big a proponent of hard work as anybody else, right? Because I feel like there's not a whole lot of things that you can't figure out a way to work through. You know, if maybe you and somebody else as a competitor in a business or something like that, like if you're both even and you're working harder than that person, chances are you'll win. You know, if there's certain things you can't figure out, or maybe you have learning disabilities or whatever it may be, like there's typically nothing that hard work can't figure out. But having said that, it's also easy to fall into this, I'll just work really hard mentality. And, you know, it kind of comes back to like the example of just digging holes, right? Like, yes, you can go out there and work really hard at digging holes, but if you're just digging holes, it doesn't matter how hard you're working. Like there's no reason for the holes to be dug if you don't know what you're doing, right? Like you can work as hard as you want and it doesn't really matter. And that's where, you know, I've seen this in my own life. I've seen this with so many other people, because like a lot of the people who are out there who are the most successful people that I know, or maybe any success that I've had, it's typically a balance of working really hard, but then getting to a point to where maybe you're not working quite as hard because you have the right things in place. And that runway of just kind of working really hard, it varies, right? From one industry to the next, maybe how quickly you're picking up in this industry, whatever it may be. Now, again, like there's always going to be hard work required no matter what it is that you're doing. But if just working hard all by itself were enough, cattle ranchers would be the richest people that you know. Like farmers, they would be the richest people out there, because those people work as hard, if not harder, than anybody else I know. In fact, a lot of people who, you know, maybe have ranches like we do, not only do they work hard on the ranch, but because it's not very lucrative, they also, a lot of times, have other jobs, other businesses, other side hustles, however you want to term it, because you can work as hard as you want, but for example, if cattle prices are down, doesn't really matter how hard you worked, right? I mean, you could have been working 20 hours a day to, you know, move your cows or you know, feed them better or do whatever. Like, maybe it makes you a little bit more money, but it doesn't necessarily translate to making a bunch of money. And so I think that there's a couple of things that you want to be aware of when it comes to just working hard. Because again, like, there's a lot of people that I know that work super, super hard and they're still broke. They work super, super hard and they're still paycheck to paycheck. In fact, a lot of the people that I know, honestly, like a lot of the people that I know that work the hardest are not very wealthy, if like even living above poverty. And I know that when you say that, a lot of people are like, oh, well, what am I supposed to do then? Well, there's, I think, a couple of things that needs to be integrated into the hard work if you want to be successful, right? And so, yes, this episode is a little bit more on the business side of things, a little bit more on kind of like, you know, the wealth side of things maybe, but it also can be applicable in so many other things, right? Because like, you look at it and it's like, I remember I was working out next to a guy like a while back, and like I was kind of, you know how it is, like when you're in a gym or whatever and you're observing people around you and you see them working out and it's like, that guy's just like, he's working out hard, but he's doing a lot of really weird like movements. And I don't really think it's accomplishing a whole lot. Like, yeah, he's sweating and yes, he's here. So like, that's good. And he's working hard, but not very efficient and not very, let's say, smart. And so it even is that way when it comes to fitness, right? Like, you can go and like bust your butt in the gym, but if you're doing a bunch of bad things, either A, you're going to get hurt, or B, you're not going to maximize the time you are spending, the hard work that you are putting in. So this isn't, again, just a business thing. It's a lot of different areas, right? Like, you can be working really, really hard in a relationship, but like if you're with someone who just simply isn't compatible with you, it doesn't matter how hard you're working in that relationship, it's ultimately most likely going to end. And so like, this is not just business, but I think it's a little bit easier for me to articulate maybe in the business side of it. And so, you know, my brother had put a post up, and it was actually a really, really good post, to where he was kind of talking about, like, you know, cause he's been in a mastermind, with a bunch of really, really big business people. And, you know, it was basically just saying like, you know, growing up, like I wasn't very smart, right? Like, I didn't get super good grades. And then I go to a mastermind like this and there's people up there presenting about businesses and it's like, I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, I'm clueless. But yet, like, he has been able to build this very, very successful business, you know, kind of in the internet marketing and sales space. And he's sitting there looking at it like, okay, like, all these people maybe are smarter than me. So is it intelligence that makes you be successful? And I'm not saying he's not a smart guy. Obviously he is, but he's not smart in the sense of like, he didn't get straight A's. He didn't, you know, he wasn't in the honor roll every single month or stuff like that, but yet he's successful. So why is that? And then it becomes like, okay, so if hard work is part of the equation, which we all know, and yes, like, there are a lot of things that you can work your way through. But the problem is that if you stay in that perpetual work your way through it, you're going to burn out at some point. Like, you just will. I've experienced it. Maybe you've experienced it. But if you are somebody who maybe is just 16 hours a day, you know, year after year after year, like, there's going to come a point where you're going to burn it all to the ground. That could either be when you have the realization that you're missing your kids growing up. It could be because you've had failed marriages. It could be because you just realize this isn't the life you want. And sooner or later, you're going to burn out. So you can't do that forever. Right now, maybe for a year or two while you're learning a new skill or something like that. Like, I think there's a runway, right? Especially maybe if you're younger, you don't have a lot of attachments, you don't have a family yet, maybe stuff like that. I get it. Like, I did it that way. Right? Like, when I was first kind of learning the internet marketing deal and sales and all of that stuff, like, I did that. But I also remember getting to a point with it to where it's like, I'll never do that again. Like, I will never work the 6 day a week, like 12, 14 hour days again, commuting an hour each way on top of it. Like, I got to a point to where it's like, never again. I'd rather be broke, right? Like, if that's what it requires, and it doesn't, but it was almost like, if that's what it requires, then I would rather be broke because my life is so miserable from just working and I'm missing, you know, my daughter's life and all of this stuff. Like eventually that hard work, that just grind through it, it will wear out if you have, again, family and stuff like that. Now, maybe if you find the only passion and purpose you have in life in your work, then hey, maybe you can do that forever. I can't, right? I won't. And so again, like if it's hard work initially, but it's not ultimately hard work, if it's maybe not being a straight A student or being the smartest person or the highest IQ or whatever, what is it? And that's really something that I've thought a lot about over the past few years as we've grown our business. Like, what is it? Now, is it a combination of being smart in certain circumstances and situations? Sure, of course, right? Like you can't be doing dumb stuff all the time. And you know, while you're building a business, like you might be able to get her. And we all do dumb things when we're first starting, but like you can't continuously do dumb stuff. So yes, there is some degree of learning and being smart around that, but it's obviously not something to where you have to be super, super high IQ. Now, if you have work ethic and you have high IQ and you have some of these other things, then is it going to help? Of course. But those things solely and kind of individually aren't it either. So I feel like looking back and being surrounded by some of the people that I have, there's one thing that you have to have. There's one thing that you have to have, because I know people who have built successful businesses who have done it part-time, right? Like very, very low effort. I know people who have built businesses who aren't super smart. But the one thing that I've never seen someone successful do in the business world especially is I've never seen them build something big while being a super negative person. In fact, it's almost the opposite of this. So when I'm around people who are building, growing, maybe they have established multi-million dollar companies, these people have almost it's kind of hard to explain it. It's almost like this blind optimism about everything that's going to happen for them. Now, this isn't a matter of like manifest and woo-woo and like The Secret. And if you're into that stuff, great. Like, I think that there can be value in, you know, some form of meditation or kind of, you know, understanding your goals and maybe visualizing. Like, I'm all about that, right? Like, even before maybe a football game, like when you're playing, it can make sense to sit there and visualize how you want the plays to go. It can make sense to visualize how you want the game to go. So I do get that. But so many of the people that I know, they're almost like, it's almost like optimistic to an annoyance, right? Like, at least to me. And this is something that I know I struggle with, because sometimes I feel like I can get a little too negative in certain situations. And it's something that I'm constantly like, I'm trying to call myself out on it when it happens. And I'm trying to reframe things to see it in a different light, in a more positive light. But the people who I know that are the most successful, it's like this optimism that they always have. And I would say that I am a very optimistic person, but sometimes it's easy for all of us to let this negative thing come in and bring us down, and that negative thing come in and bring us down. And again, like when it comes to so many of the people I know that are successful, those things just kind of bounce off of them, right? It's wild to me. And it's almost like there's sometimes almost even like a lack of self-awareness, but in a good way. Lack of self-awareness in the sense that like the world is burning down around them and they're like, it's going to be okay. We'll figure it out. Everything's going to be all right. Like we'll figure this thing out. We'll figure it out. It's not a huge deal. And that's something that I believe is required if you ever want to build a big business. Because I feel like what most people do who aren't successful, and again, like I know I have fallen into this trap. I still fall into this trap. So this is not me on a high horse. This is me being like, I'm talking to myself right now, which is when things do come at you, which will happen in business, which will happen in life, how do you respond to that? And the people, in my opinion, who are the most successful, they have this uncanny ability to be like, it's going to be okay. We'll figure it out. It's going to be okay. We'll figure it out. And this kind of builds even on a little bit of my last episode where it's like, we're not asking for an easy life. We're asking to become stronger. But along with being stronger, we have to have almost this undeniable optimism. So then the question becomes for the last couple of minutes here, how do we get that? Well, I know for certain people, it comes from faith, right? Because at the end of the day, if you are a true believer in whatever faith it is, most likely you believe in something after this life, and that provided you kind of, whether it's repent or whether it's live a certain way or whatever your beliefs are, that wherever you're going is better than where you are right now. So if you kind of understand that, and you can start with the end in mind, being like, you know what, this is all temporary. So anything that happens to me, not a big deal. On the whole grand scheme of things, like I'm going to go to heaven or I'm going to go to, you know, Nirvana or wherever it is, it's not a big deal. Like, yeah, this thing happened and it doesn't matter, right? Because ultimately, none of what I do here really is going to matter. So I might as well just kind of go through and have fun with it, right? So faith, I feel like, can be a really, really, really important thing. Another thing, and this is something to where people maybe would struggle with it a little bit more, but having almost this arrogance or this just such confidence in yourself, and this would be, I would think, kind of the more non-secular way of accomplishing this. Like if you're someone who it's like, I believe all that religion stuff is kind of hooey or whatever, then you have to be able to find a way to have such belief and confidence in yourself that you're able to wake up every day believing that good things are going to happen just because you're so awesome. Now, again, I don't necessarily go that direction, right? Like I try, but like I probably would tend to come at it from more of a faith-based side of it. But those are really kind of the two things that I can see that would allow you to be optimistic, because there are a lot of people who are very, very narcissistic who believe they're better than everybody else that do succeed in business. And why is that? They have that optimism. They're like, I'm smarter than everybody in this room. Like I can fleece them. I can do whatever I want. I can take their money. Now, again, that's not a good like ethical thing, but from a just a success building block, that's a very, very good thing to have, right? Again, like it's bad morally and ethically and all that stuff, but they do have that confidence, which allows them to have that optimism that they're going to be okay, that they're going to be able to figure it out. And so if you can figure out what it is for you personally, and I would stay away maybe from that last example, right? Like don't be a bad person, obviously, but if you can figure out how it is for you to be an eternal optimist, things do change, right? And I touched on it a little bit on the last episode again, but like we had something that kind of come up here at the ranch that's not super ideal. And it's one of those things to where I feel like in the past, I would have really let that affect me, right? I feel like it would have really been a negative thing, but then it was just, nope, like we're going to be okay. And so this is something that I am really, really working on. And that's the thing too, like just because you have a podcast, like I think sometimes maybe people are like, oh, you must have it all figured out. Like, no, not at all. Not even a little bit, right? Like I'm fumbling through this stuff just like you guys are, right? Like we all are. But if there's certain things that I can kind of take from my experience, my example, whether it's business or just, you know, different things around here or whatnot, and put it out there, then we can all kind of chew on it and figure out how we can attack this together. Because for me, in the past, like you kind of look at what is it that holds me back, right? Like that's one thing that I do almost, again, you guys know I'm a sports junkie, but if you're sitting there watching game film, it's like, you know, every game, this is killing us. We would be silly to not figure out how to correct that. We'd be silly to not figure out how to implement whatever it is hurting us in practice to get it figured out. And so if you can look back over your life and be like, okay, one of the reasons why I feel like I struggle to do anything is that I have no optimism. So what do I need to do to gain that optimism, to gain that confidence? And now I can start working on those things. And that's really what I feel like I've been doing when it comes to like this optimism, because there's so much negativity going around. As we all know, it's everywhere you look. The news is terrible. The world is on fire. This is happening. That's happening. You know, conspiracy theories are coming true, whatever. So it's really easy to get sucked into that negativity and just kind of be like, what's the point? What's the, you know, it's all going up in flames anyways, like negative, negative, negative. But the reality is the people who are winning and will continue to win, regardless of so many other things that are going on, are the people who keep that optimistic view. The people who wake up and it's like, it's going to be a good day. Even if maybe yesterday was a little rough, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good week. It's going to be a good month. Yes, things are happening to me. You know, yes, things are coming at me. That's fine. That's just all part of it. There's always going to be things coming my way, but I'm going to crush it anyways. And if you can have that, like I said, I don't know that you can work your way through if you're just going to be a negative person. No one's going to want to be around you. No one's going to want to listen to you about anything. No one's going to want to hire you. No one's going to want to work for you, right? Like it just kind of kills everything. So if you're just trying to do the hard work, or maybe you're just trying to rely on your super high intellect or whatever, not going to happen. You've got to have that optimism. So if you're struggling with that, figure out what it is that you need to do in order to gain it. Is it more education, more knowledge, more faith, more confidence one way or the other? Figure out how you can get that optimistic feeling when you wake up in the morning that you believe it's going to be a good day. And I know this might sound a little bit like woo-woo, you know, name it and claim it or whatever, but the reality is optimistic people win. I see it over and over and over and over again. Not everybody who's optimistic will win, but people who are negative almost never win. So just understand that. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.